This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry about that. Had some mucus there for a sec. I don't understand why. Look, see, you guys may not be excited about my show, but I gotta tell you, man, any mucus in my respiratory tree, it is a poppin'. It's like, man, I'm there. So let me clean off the microphone and let's get to it. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently this headline is circulating saying, sorry about that, 1 in 5 Americans have fallen victim to medical errors. And I know you all are like, and you're looking to me, and like, whoa. All right, we will take apart, and I mean take, shall I say, tear apart this study. I think it's a real half-assed study, a real piece of work of a study. However, there are medical errors that are going on, and we need to discuss those. But really, 20% of you have fallen victim. Some of you have wanted to know what's going on with Zika. Is Zika still around? Yeah, it is. And what are we doing about it? Well, we're going to be talking about that. Many of you guys will go into the kitchen first thing in the morning, like I do. I'm usually limping when I get into the kitchen. I got plantar fasciitis. And, oh, which brings up another topic I need to bring up. But, well, plantar fasciitis. But anyway. So, I don't even know if I can bring this up on air. But anyway, I limp downstairs with my plantar fasciitis. What I need to tell you guys is be very, very careful. There are plantar fasciitis foot massagers and stretchers that aren't foot massagers. They're something else. So you need to be really, really careful. Now, me having plantar fasciitis, I really like to stretch the foot. I like to get it taped up. I like to change my shoes. I have to change my workouts because I limp for like the first, few minutes of every day. Or if I sit for a long period of time, got to be careful with buying certain online things. But that's all I'm going to say with that. So anyway, so you come downstairs, you reach for some orange juice. And because you're kind of out of it, you drink and it spills on your face. And, you know, you drink out of the carton. Excuse me. Now I'm hiccuping. Look at this. I just sound really lovely. And as you drip orange juice all over your face, you grab your kitchen towel to wipe off your face. Well, they're saying now that your kitchen towel could have some real, real bad, nasty superbugs, and you better not wipe your face with it. Hey, that was a good lead-in. Yeah, I spent about a minute and a half on that lead-in. I thought that was pretty good. Medicare is taking aim at boomerang hospitalizations of nursing home patients. Boy, I love that headline, a boomerang hospitalization. What does that mean? Well, that means we discharge you from the hospital. You go back to the nursing home. Something happens because you weren't ready to go back to the nursing home or home or whatever, and then you boomerang back to the hospital. You know, for a society trying to humanize patients and what patients go through, using the term boomerang, I don't think works. Vitamin D, good. Another study talking about vitamin D. Some celebrities are speaking out because of how the media reports celebrity suicides. And there's a discussion now about what we could do to prevent copycat killings. Apparently, we go into a lot of detail because people want to know how people died. Why did Robin Williams commit suicide? How did he do it? What about Anthony Bourdain? What about Kate Spade? And so, do we give the details or do we not? We're going to talk about that. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I need to warn you guys.
If any of you want to get, let's say, weight loss or plastic surgery, and the doctor goes by Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot, I would rethink visiting that doctor. And a Florida woman right now is facing 6 charges after investigators say she claimed to be a registered nurse and performed medical procedures despite never earning a medical degree. Jesus Adelavia, or Jesse Lopez, owns the, quote, Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot weight loss clinic. I don't think I would ever go to a Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot. The 39-year-old allegedly prescribed medications and performed vampire facelifts on patients. A second suspect, Dr. S. Kama Ashraf, was arrested on charges of knowingly employing an unlicensed person. They say one of the signs in one of the treatment rooms says, don't forget where you came from, but never lose sight where you're going. Well, in this case, they've lost sight of where they're going because Jesse's going to county jail. That was Sheriff Grady Judd. There's some sense of humor there. But apparently on the Facebook page, there's a photo of Jesse performing a procedure on a patient. What are you guys doing? Where are these patients coming from, and why aren't they being more careful? Yeah, many of you guys know that I had to have a breast lift, right? Because we talked about tripping and I not being able to tie my shoes after the kids, right? Well, you breastfeed. That's what happens. And so I thoroughly researched that doctor. There was no way I was going to let my puppies get into the hands of somebody who I didn't think was worthy. And I understand maybe some people don't have internet or whatever. But if somebody advertises themselves to something that could actually, you know, be a rhyme or be a song lyric or a rap, they may not be the New England Journal, you know, field of medicine type doctor you're thinking about going to. I don't understand that. Maybe what it is people are getting less, or they're getting more colloquial. You know, I attracted a lot of patients. And I'm not very New England Journal-y at all, or Journal of American Medical Association. I mean, I could barely understand those journals. And the reason why I attracted people was because I was down to earth, and I did sing, and I can't rap. I got a good man. I can rap. I won't rap for you guys yet because I don't think anybody wants to hear me rap. But anyway, I liked, right, you know, not looking like the, I don't know, calculator-toting type of doctor. But you can only go so far. And I'm sorry, a doctor drop it like it's hot? No. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Ellie. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, 1 in 5 Americans, according to this headline, have fallen victim to medical errors. That's according to a survey. Now, if any of you have fallen victim, I do empathize. I feel bad for you. That's not cool. Having the wrong leg cut off, there's no excuse for that, you know? Having to pay for a pregnancy test when you're a male and never asked for it, that's wrong. And yeah, I'd call you a victim. But this study doesn't explain why 20% of you guys are falling victim. What exactly is happening to you all?
And so I ask you to tell me, call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what medical errors have happened to you? What mistakes have happened? Who did it? What was the scenario? What did they do to fix it? But I'd really like to know what we're doing to that degree to make a headline where 20% of us have something screwed up when it comes to our medical care. Now, according to this article from studyfinds.org, they say the medical errors by healthcare professionals don't just put a patient's physical health at risk. They can be equally damaging to a person's mental state and financial well-being. That's true. A new study examining the frequency of medical mistakes reveals an unsettling statistic. 1 in 5 are victims of such blunders. Now, this research is carried out at the University of Chicago. Now, how scientific was this? Well, they conducted a survey. They asked 2,500 American adults. Now, the survey expanded on a previous poll from 1997. That was conducted by the National Patient Safety Foundation. And apparently from May 12th to June 26th, the research team wanted to find the effects and the causes of medical errors. And 21% said they personally had experienced a medical mistake. 31% said they knew somebody who was a victim, somebody else that they were close to who was a victim. And they say that the ambulatory sites, or these clinics, are the most common places where the errors occur. And they say mishaps related to patient-provider communications and diagnosis are the most commonly reported. Okay, so now give us detail. What are they talking about? What medical errors? And I need to know. It's not that I need to know so I could sit there and rip on the article and defend myself and ask you guys to play a violin for us medical providers for being beat up in the media like we always are. I want to know, because I teach medical students, and if there is something that students are doing, or doctors are doing, or medical providers or PAs or nurse practitioners, then we could then suggest to their training centers to, you know, guard against that, to make changes in the curriculum to teach them not to do that. So what are they talking about? So mishaps related to diagnosis. So let's look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas had throat cancer. 99% of people who eventually get a diagnosis of throat cancer are first diagnosed with a sore throat. If you walked in to see me for the first time and you said, "Hi, I've had a sore throat for 3 days. I am not going to run $2 million worth of tests and treatment. I'm going to look at your throat and assess you to have a sore throat and tell you if it doesn't get better despite treatment, we will look deeper." Oh, that's a medical error because I eventually had throat cancer. Is that a medical error when we see you for the first time? You have a sore throat? No. Diagnosing you with a sore throat, if you have a sore throat, that's, you know. Well, what about the guy with Ebola? He was diagnosed with acute gastroenteritis. That was a cluster. That was a cluster. That one I'll give you. What about the guy whose leg was cut off? The wrong one. That's a cluster. That is. Well, my doctor gave me blood pressure medication and it didn't work. And we have to switch to medication. Is that a blunder? Is that a medical error? No. We're going to try on one medicine and we'll see if it works. Well, I had gonorrhea and the doctor gave me the medicine for gonorrhea and it didn't work. And then I had to get stronger medication because I ended up having super gonorrhea. But that's not the doctor's fault. That's not a blunder. We're not going to treat everybody with the highest, strongest, most expensive antibiotics. We're going to assume you have the run-of-the-mill gonorrhea, treat that, and then we'll take it up a notch if we have to. So I would really like some more details on this because this is making us medical providers look like absolute idiots. I mean, and maybe we do have a bunch of idiots. Look at this doctor, drop it like it's hot. She wasn't a medical provider at all. I mean, there are some idiots out there. You cut off the wrong leg, that is bad. you operate on the wrong patient, that's bad. And listen, mistakes will happen. Mistakes always happen. How many of you guys got the wrong order? You know, how many of you bought a carton of eggs and, you know, three of them look cracked? I mean, things happen. In medicine, unfortunately, we can't let one mistake go because one mistake could be deadly. But they're telling us that 20% of the time there's errors. Well, maybe not 20% of the time, but 20% of you are getting errors. So what exactly are these errors? And if they really are happening at that degree, then we need to really change things up. Now, electronic medical records was supposed to solve some of these issues. I remember that 1997 study. And that was one of the reasons why everybody was pushing electronic medical records. Well, they can't read doctor's handwriting, so the wrong medications are being written. That's a biggie. Doctor's handwriting stinks. All right. So, fine. Now it's a computer. Okay. All right. So, the diagnosis was written halfway, or there wasn't enough documentation. Well, EHR has helped that. Now these notes are 3-4 pages long. So, if that's the case, how come we still have 1 in 5 people reporting medical errors? Where are these errors? What is going on? Well, a wrong dose was given to me. Okay, explain that. What's the wrong dose? Well, I was given Norvasc or amlodipine for blood pressure. They gave me 5 milligrams. 5 milligrams did absolutely nothing. I went to a new doctor. They gave me 10, and that worked. But we always started at a lower dose. So, of course, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Last week, I got an email. He wants his name left off. Somebody did not run a PSA on this patient. He had asked for his prostate to be checked. He got a rectal exam, but his doctor never ran a PSA, and he's 46 years old. And so he had some concerns and, you know, about the doctor, and we don't run the PSA that much anymore. I like to. I love to get a baseline PSA to check your prostate and then check it, you know, a few years later to see how much it rose. But many of these new medical guidelines or these guidelines we're getting for the task force, no, they don't want us running PSAs on 40-year-olds, people in their 40s, even people in their 50s. They don't want us using it as a screen. Many of us doctors still do. So would that be, does this person think that's an error? Now, maybe the doctor forgot. He said he told the doctor. And it, now that happens. Patient will come in, talk to me about half a dozen things. I will forget what they originally asked me before the long slew of things. And they're like, oh, remember I wanted you to check my thyroid again. And then I'm like, oh, well, we started talking about this, 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 and this. And one thing that I had done in my practice is I like to put the chart down and talk to you looking at you. I never had computers in the room where I had my back to the patient so I could type. I didn't do that. So did I ever forget that somebody wanted a test and then have to add it on? Yeah, that happened once in a blue moon. Oh, that's right. We ran your thyroid a month ago. It was normal, but you wanted to recheck. You didn't have to, but I'll do it again. That's fine. So, you like, look, things happen. All right? It's not the biggest calamity in the world for those little things to happen. But if we really are screwing up that much, I would really like some more detail than just, oh, yeah, we surveyed a bunch of Americans. Now, we're going to be coming up on July 1st, and one of you had written asking about the hospitals July 1st and medical errors because you have new doctors. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you're going to Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On the sixth anniversary of the Obama-era DACA program, Democrats yesterday accusing Republicans of playing politics. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticizing the Trump administration policy of separating families who've been detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Just to remind, in case anyone has forgotten, they control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude. They never want to take responsibility.
When asked about immigrant families being separated at the border, President Trump told White House reporters yesterday,
"The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So July 1 makes a lot of people nervous, especially when they go to the hospital or they have family members that are in and out of the hospital, because July 1 is when new residents take over. So medical students that we graduate in May and June, when they graduate, they then become interns. I talked about how the schooling goes. We go to college for 4 years, some of us five. For me, luckily, I was able to do it in 4 years because I had AP classes and took summer classes, but it's a lot of credits. So you go to college for 4 years, then you go to medical school for 4 years. And then, depending on your specialty, you could have a residency anywhere between 3, 5, 8 years, depending on what you go into. But that first year of residency, you're an intern. Okay?
And, yeah, it's kind of like freshman. Yeah, you get made fun of a lot, but that's okay. You're an intern. It's kind of funny because you see the fourth-year medical students. They act like they're seniors, right? They're like the jocks of the school. And they're like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you guys have no idea. You're going to be an intern, right, in like 30 days. and then that chip on your shoulder is going to be knocked off so quickly. So back in, I believe it was 2010, a study came out scaring the hell out of everybody, saying medical errors are highest in July because you have new interns. And that scared a lot of people. And so one argument we would have, and I had, as I said, guys, hold the phone. Okay? Usually the attendings, and let me just tell you really quick, so how the hierarchy is you got the intern. The intern is not the lowest person on the totem pole there. You have medical students. You all have a fourth-year medical student and a third-year medical student. Sometimes you'll even have some little baby doctors, call them little babies. Even some first-year medical students may be tagging along, going, can I see you too? You know, and you're like, don't touch anything. Just keep your pacifier. Okay, thank you. I love the little baby doctors, little baby first-year medical students. They're so cute. They're so cute. Anyway, so the intern will have some medical students under them. But when you become an intern and you get the long coat, and now you have that MD or DO after your name, that's some serious stuff. And the average intern is humble. I was. And then above you is your R2, your second-year resident, and then your third-year resident, and then if there's a fourth or fifth-year resident, okay, they may call them PGYs, postgraduate year, whatever, or superior officer, whatever they make you call you. I think my residents made me call them God. And then you have the attendings. And the attendings are the grown-up doctors. I'm now a grown-up doctor. I've been an attending. It's amazing when you walk in the room, right? Everybody falls into formation. It's like being a general. It's really cool. You walk in, the resident tells the patient, the attending's here. The student's like, oh, the attending's here, the attending's here. And you walk in, everybody hushes. Like what I'm about to say is going to be like gold. It really is an ego boost. And usually I walk in, I walk up to the students, and I see the patient there, and I go, I got to take a pee. I go pee. Because I usually do have to pee. I'm not very attending-esque. So that's kind of how the hierarchy is. But if you see, you have a lot of layers there. A lot of layers. A lot of people on a team. So there's a lot of oversight. Not oversight meaning missight, but you have people looking over everything. The attending makes sure that whatever the residents and medical students did was up to code, up to par. The R3 oversees what the R2 does. R2 oversees what the R1 does. The R1 oversees what the medical students do. And the medical students, they just sit there and look scared. So everybody gets watched. Well, a study today came out saying closer supervision of these residents doesn't necessarily curb the medical errors. That was my argument. You know what? They're being watched like a hawk, especially in July. Well, they say attending physicians who joined patient rounds and monitored residents closely did not significantly reduce the medical errors. They say a study looked at 22 attending physicians. They participated in this clinical trial. And the study involved 188 internal medicine residents that was conducted between September 2015 and June 2016. Each attending physician provided two different levels of supervision. The study found that those attendees who were more hands-on, or mommy them, like I like to mommy, right, did not significantly reduce the rate of medical errors, but did lead the interns to speaking less, and residents reported a decreased level of autonomy. So, they're recommending that there should be a balance of patient safety, learning needs, and resident autonomy. Now, you guys are like, well, what the hell does that mean, and why does it have to do with us? Well, we need to train on people. And those people are you. The reason why I am such a good doctor, and damn, I'm a good doctor, is because you guys let me practice. You let me do my very first rectal. You let me do my very first pap smear. You let me look at your x-ray and take a stab at what I saw. Now, there was always somebody to catch you. And a good student and a good resident will always ask. Now, keep in mind, I learned in an era where when you did ask a question, you got yelled at. You got yelled at really badly. And so your instinct would be to not ask. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't make a mistake and be wrong. And so I would take the beating. How do you not know this? You can't read that x-ray. Are you telling me you can't see that's a tumor? Are you telling me what kind of an idiot are you? Okay, the patient has a lung tumor. Now I know I can identify it because I couldn't tell if it was pneumonia or a tumor. Thank you very much. I'm going to go get this biopsy. Thank you. Even though a lot of times pneumonia can hide a tumor. I was actually right, by the way, but that's okay. It's okay. The attendant is always right. But nowadays, attendees are not allowed to yell and be as much of jerks as they used to be. But that's how I had to learn. And I learned. But we practice. Now, some of you will say, well, that's why I'm not going to go to a teaching hospital. Well, I prefer a teaching hospital. I picked up on that right away when I was a medical student and a resident. Because teaching hospitals, there's always medical providers. There is always somebody and a bunch of them around. 50, 60 at a time sometimes in the middle of the night. By some of these private hospitals, well, you know, no, doctors at home. Now, thank God for nursing staffs. Thank God nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, and they usually are on top of things, and they're great. They'll find doctor errors. They're amazing. But I just found that the lights were always on, and things were always, you know, bustling around at a teaching hospital. Whereas in a private hospital, it's more quiet, and I that may be nice, you know, if you want a, you know, day at the spa, but if you're afraid and, you know, you kind of want your doctor around, there'll be less doctors around in a non-teaching facility. So I think there's a lot of advantages to that. Now, you know, we were talking about doctor errors and what then happens in July? Well, personally, I never saw in my training July being a deadlier month. There may be a little bit more confusion, and there may be a little bit more of a restructuring, because now that hierarchy is shifting. That senior resident has graduated. Now you have a new baby doctor running around. Now you have new medical students. You know, but every month there's a shift. Every month there's a shift. Because when somebody rotates and they do internal medicine one month or family medicine another or OB, obstetrician another, you see? So there's always a shift every month. But they're trying to make a big deal that intern is going to kill you. And they're not. The intern's not going to kill you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 3 years ago, Zika made daily headlines. I mean, we were talking about Zika. We were scared to death because we had the Rio Olympics and a bunch of Americans were going to be going down to Brazil and then coming back with Zika, where Brazil, especially near Rio de Janeiro, had epicenters of Zika virus. Zika virus could cause devastating effects to babies born with it. Even not initially,
early in infancy. It may manifest later. Adults could get Guillain-Barré. You might not get affected by it, but then you could transmit it either by sex or a mosquito could land on you and then transmit it. And Zika scared the hell out of everybody. It almost looked like people were more scared of Zika than they were Ebola. Well, people want to know what's going on. We don't hear about it. If we don't hear about it, is it gone? Well, I'll tell you. So, Zika was first reported in the Western Hemisphere in 2015. As Ebola started to decline, and the official bad, bad Ebola outbreak was winding down in about 2016, Zika virus emerged. And it came after a time where, and people were concerned, that we were manipulating mosquitoes, trying to fight malaria and stuff. And so people didn't know if there was something related to that. They were talking about how these GMO mosquitoes were released in Brazil, and they wanted to see what would happen if they were sterile. And I'm not sure what they did with the mosquitoes. But one theory is that spurned this whole big epidemic. Again, I don't know how much I believe that, but you wonder, because Zika has been around since the 40s. So why such a huge epidemic? And it spread rapidly from northeastern Brazil to other South American countries, through Central America, up the Caribbean. Large number of people infected. I don't even think if we have the actual numbers. Puerto Rico got hit. And the symptoms were usually mild. Some people didn't even realize they had Zika. If you did have symptoms, maybe you get rash, maybe you get fever, maybe you get joint pain. But if a woman at any stage of her pregnancy became infected, whoa, that baby would develop severe physical and cognitive disabilities. So the head would be too small many times for the brain. There'd be poor neurological development. Child would have a Zika-type syndrome, not able to swallow, move their limbs, etc. And it was very, very frightening. And people were scared. Some people put off getting pregnant. Some people even didn't go down to the Olympics. Some Olympians didn't even go. They're like, I want to start a family. I do not want to get Zika. But the epidemic was self-limiting. They said immunity increased after the outbreak, and the disease started to subside. And this Aedes aegypti mosquito is still around. It could still be carrying Zika. But they've started to limit the mosquito control to high-risk areas. It's now endemic in Latin America. New cases are being reported, but they think the virus, if it is circulating, it's at very low levels. That's according to Dr. David Schwartz, clinical professor of pathology at Medical College of Georgia. Schwartz will be chairing the session titled Pregnancy and the Fetus at the second international conference on Zika and the Aedes-related infections tomorrow, or is it today, maybe in Estonia. So anyway, the Aedes aegypti mosquito is the toughie. That's the one that carries Zika, yellow fever, dengue, and other viral infections. And so where a lot of us in the medical community are unsettled is we really don't know why this epidemic just blew up to the degree that it did. And it's a vicious cycle when it comes to infectious disease. Okay, remember, you know, mosquitoes transmit infection through their suck-blow mechanism. They inject a little saliva into you to numb up the anesthetized area so you don't know that the mosquito's on you, so you don't flick it off. It has time to feed. It feeds, sucks up blood, sucks up, could be your Zika blood if you had Zika. Then it goes and lands on somebody else for another feeding. Again, does a little blow mechanism to open up, inject it, its little feeding tube into you. Use some saliva, and that saliva could transmit the disease, and then it sucks blood. So the more people that have Zika, the easier the mosquitoes are to transmit. And then if you could also transmit it during sex, that's... So there were multiple ways this could be spread. But Zika's still out there. So they aren't really talking too much about this immunity. Once you get Zika, are you immune? I don't think we know. Once you get Zika, how long will it last? And then if you get pregnant, how many years later can it still affect the baby? So a study published this month in the Science Translational Medicine A research group from Brazil developed a mouse model to investigate the potential long-term symptoms of a congenital Zika virus infection. This is according to Yahoo.com. And the scientists observed several early and late symptoms. Weight loss that was never recovered in adulthood, cognitive deficits, long-lasting impaired motor function. And when they looked at mice, they found memory was affected, social ability. And so these are things that once a Zika-infected baby has it, they have this for life. They have the symptoms. They have the symptoms for life. So many of us in the medical community are hoping that we're not keeping our guard down when it comes to this, because this was very, very scary. And when outbreaks happen, there may not be rhyme or reason, just like with Ebola. Ebola had been smoldering since the 70s, but then all of a sudden it killed 11,000 people. So sometimes it's the wrong place at the wrong time, and we get this little cluster or tornado of events, perfect storm. Now, plague affected a child in Idaho. It's the first case in Idaho in 26 years, even though we've seen plague in other, about 7 people on average get the plague each year. And a little boy is recovering. He's doing well. He was treated with antibiotics. He became ill last month. And health authorities had received laboratory confirmation that he had bubonic plague. We talked about bubonic plague. It's the most common form. You get these big buboes. That's why we call it bubonic plague, buboes, these big swollen lymph nodes. You also have pneumonic plague. Pneumonic plague you get in the lungs. It's the most virulent because you could cough it on people and it could become fatal. I told you about that cat that was on that lady's chest, and she was trying to comfort the cat because the cat was coughing. They're like, oh, poor baby cat. Well, the cat and she are dead within a week because cat had pneumonic plague and gave her pneumonic plague. So the plague can be pretty deadly. And we don't know why the child got it. He was on a recent trip to Oregon. Maybe he picked it up there. Could it be ground squirrels? Could it be rodents? So human plague cases are still rare, especially in Idaho. So they're, you know, concerned about that. And symptoms of plague are headache, fever and chills, extreme weakness. And the bubonic plague, you get these big swollen lymph nodes, and that's not fun. And pneumonic plague, you're getting the lung symptoms like coughing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, etc. Now, sometimes humans will pick it up, not because they're touching, you know, rat poo-poo, but because they're getting bitten by fleas. And so we recommend that you treat your pets for fleas and make sure your pets aren't running around campsites getting it. Wear insect repellent, long pants, etc. And the CDC recommends to prevent the plague, reduce rodent habitats around your home, workplace, and recreational areas. Hence, stay away from rats. Wear gloves if you're going to handle or skin potentially infected animals. You got to make sure this doesn't touch the skin. The bacteria will transfer in. Use repellent if you think you're going to be exposed to rodent fleas, if you're going camping or hiking or working outdoors. You've got to keep fleas off your pets. Using flea control products, maybe flea collar and stuff, and do not allow your dogs and cats to roam free in endemic areas or to sleep on your bed, because then they give it to you in your sleep. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.